This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe is your host, your co-host tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's how it works. You got to be part of the solution. Sonya Smith joins me. She is the co-host with me every Friday. Always appreciate her time. Love getting her blood pressure up. Look, you look very lively all of a sudden. Very, very upbeat. I didn't tell people yet what I did to you during the break, but,
I don't believe this story. I just want to tell you. Nope.
You don't
believe
this?
Nobody's this stupid.
Wait a minute. You've been in this fight really longer than I have with the Tea Party stuff, and you're telling me you don't believe this craziness? Is that what you're saying?
Not to this extent, no.
Okay. So let me tell you what she thought.
I'm going to challenge these guys.
Okay.
Because this is too stupid.
Let me tell you what she's talking about, okay? I have a video that I took off of Instagram. You know, guys, I love to play some of this stuff, and Campus Reform is the best when it comes to doing it. You want to see some crazy videos, head over to Campus Reform. And this guy holds up a picture of the U.S., of the United States. You know, all the states, and like we looked at little, if you saw it without all the lines, you'd think it was a picture of a little pig without a head or something, right? So
no, you wouldn't.
You
would think it's the United States.
Okay, well, there you go. So, well, you and I know it's the United States. So these guys are showing these pictures to kids on the street, and I'm going to leave their comments in because they are kind of funny. Anyway, take a listen. This is what they're hearing. When they show the picture, they ask people, what is this? No joke. Never works right the first time.
Isn't that Ohio?
Did she say Ohio?
I think it's China.
What over China?
That's Jamaica, right?
No, it's not right!
Russia?
Si, va bene.
Damn, kind of like Brazil.
Kind of like Brazil, but what does that mean?
I graduated from Harvard, though, bro, so that's easy.
I graduated from Harvard, bro. So that's easy. So this is exactly like what AOC believes. Because she's got a degree in economics, she must know what she's talking about. But you know, want to challenge the video. Go ahead.
You know, the two personality traits combined that I hate the most is arrogance and ignorance. And that guy had it.
Oh, yeah. Look at me. I'm from Harvard. I graduated.
Bro,
this is easy. You have
bro,
to listen
this
to me.
Is
Look
easy. Yeah, you got to listen to me. Right. I graduated from. Well, you just spent way too much money to be stupid. Your poor parents need to be. Oh, my God. His parents must
my
be so
My dad calls
savvy.
Them well-educated idiots. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think my mother called them book smart or something like that. But this guy ain't even book smart. He didn't open a book. I don't know what kind of book he cracked, but it was a woman's study, African pan.
Oh, my God.
Binary.
African Amazon women queer studies.
Queer
there you go.
Studies. and he's stupid. And would you hire this guy? Here's the thing is, you spent a lot of money on your education, and I wouldn't hire you. And I'm a dodo when I wouldn't hire you.
Well, you know, if a guy sits across from you and says, yes, you know, I'm a Harvard graduate, so I'm probably well-versed for this job. You're going, no, that doesn't mean jack. I used to have, when I hired people for the in the IT world, I used to love the kids that came out of certain schools, and they would say to me, yes, I spent 2 years at such and such a school, and you're going, okay, that doesn't mean anything to me. So you have an idea what a computer is, you know what the on and off button is, you know?
Can you do the job?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get in the field and see what you do, right?
So why would you think... I always throw questions.
Don't use the word "thank" when you're talking about left.
But my head's going to explode. How could they not know? I could take all of the state lines out of that and make it like a silhouette.
Yeah.
And show it to my 11. Any? Well, I won't say any one of my grandkids, but I could show it to the grandkid that I homeschool, who I homeschooled. And I bet you darn tootin' he could figure out that that's the United States of America.
But I've played clips for you in the past. You know some of the dumbest things. You know, when you talk to these people, you know, who did we succeed from, right? When did we succeed as a country? And they will tell you, oh, yeah, I don't know, I think it was 1986.
Yeah, when was the War of 1812?
Right.
But you know what? But showing us, okay, and this was a picture. I know that your listeners couldn't see it because it's radio, but this was a picture of the United States with all of the flippin' states drawn in.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were drawn in. You're right. Yep.
And they couldn't figure it out. That's why I don't believe this is real. If I thought that this was real, then I wouldn't sleep for the next month. There's no way this is real.
I'm sorry though. When you sit there again, and you, this is actually, it's too long, but this is actually one. You can find it on campusreform.org, and go to their video section. It's actually where it has the states. It's like California, on a piece of, right? And they don't know what it is. It's Texas, you know what it is. I mean. It's not the wait a minute. It's not the obscure ones like Tennessee or something. Like, you know what these are. Massachusetts? Come on. I mean, it's only stay with a hook on it.
They're like spaghetti?
Yeah.
You know? Florida? Yeah, you're right. No,
you probably couldn't show the picture of Florida alone because it looks like a gun, you know?
Oh, my curry is burning. Are we getting ready to have a commercial break?
We're going to break. Go grab your curry. I'm sure it smells wonderful. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Okay. All right.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm afraid to play this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Just get engaged. Make a difference. It ain't that hard. Anyhow, let me bring her on. I always have so much fun with her. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, every Friday with me. And now, Sonia.
Yeah.
You didn't believe the last clip. I don't know if you didn't believe
nope.
That people that stupid or what.
I do not believe that people are that stupid. I can't believe that.
So there is a young reporter who was out and about and decided to stop and see if he couldn't get some people to answer some simple questions about our government. Take a listen.
Vibes, you know, Venice Beach.
Name three Supreme Court justices.
three Supreme Court justices. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Name three ways to smoke weed.
Three ways to smoke weed. You got a bong, you got a pipe. Gravity bong is one of my favorites.
Name two U.S. senators.
I have no idea.
Name two flavors of Doritos.
Salsa verde and Cool Ranch.
What state is Jerry Brown the governor of?
I have no idea.
What band was Jerry Garcia the lead singer
of? The Grateful Dead, man.
Name three Supreme Court justices.
I don't even know one.
Name three Xbox games.
Madden, Call of Duty, and Dead Rising.
What is a prime number?
I'd say 8. That seems pretty prime.
What is Optimus Prime?
I think like truck guy, Transformer.
In what month do we elect a president?
That's a good question. The month? Good.
All right, I can't do this anymore.
That's really funny. You know, I love those questions. And you know what, to be honest, I don't know if those kids were leftists or on the right. I think that they're kids.
No, they're a product of our education system.
Yeah, and some of those questions affect our lives more than others. I mean, I'm pretty sure they run into Doritos more than they are run into senators, you know, the questions about senators. So I don't think that's necessarily, they're stupid, and I don't know that that's one party over another, but I enjoyed answering them because I wanted to know, you know, if I could answer both of those questions. And for the most part, I could. I didn't hear the question, and then I realized what it was later about a prime number. That I could. So I would venture to say that people on the right probably are more well-rounded, that we know the answers to those questions better than...
Oh, yeah, we could probably answer the Jerry Garcia question and...
No, I answer. I don't know what a gravity bong or whatever he said. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, yeah.
That's the only one I didn't know, but I would have guessed an addition. I would have guessed another third one. Those are fun tests.
God, you're...
But,
yeah.
I, you know, does it affect our lives that people don't know what month the president is voted in? No.
Well, but, I would beg to differ with you from a different viewpoint.
Okay, good.
Okay, so
give it to me.
All these people that, you know, all these young people, they're growing up to be our legislators. They're growing up to be...
No, not those kids.
Oh, stop it. Listen. Yeah. But these, look at what you have today. You have people who think you can vote out SCOTUS, that you can vote away the Supreme Court, and they're rioting in the streets.
That's
over.
True.
They think
that's
you can,
true.
You think you can, what do you call it, rally out the president. And think of all the things that they think is okay, think is
okay.
Right.
All right. So see what communication does, people. I didn't understand. Joe just gave a very coherent explanation as to why those things are important that people should know, because it leads to other problems that we're facing today, and I'm with you.
Well, you
did
you.
It. You sold it.
Well, if we you call my wife how smart I am, I would appreciate that.
In Hollywood, we call that you sold it in the room.
You sold it in the room.
That in the room means you go for a meeting. You go, you pitch your show, your TV show, your movie. Boom. They go and they buy it. You sold it in the room. And that's what you just did. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's...
No,
it is,
I agree with you. I agree.
I mean, you hear... You know who Mark Dice is, obviously, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
When he does the beach interview, not where he says, well, that's because they're beach people. What do you say? Beach people are idiots? He goes down there on the 4th of July. He goes down there on Independence Day. He goes down there on... you know, all these holidays, Memorial Day, and they have no idea why they're there. Absolutely none.
Right. It depends on the beach, too, because I spent many years...
All right, if you're at Carmel, that's a different story.
Oh.
I get that.
Yeah, they probably know stuff, but they're wrong. Okay? And I spent time, I grew up in Venice Beach, and those are the lowdies. They're just, they're incoherent. They don't know what they're doing. But I'll be honest with you, during COVID, I spent many, many weekends, most of my weekends, in fact, at Huntington Beach. And it was because they were very informed, and they're very conservative, and I went to a couple rallies down there as well. And they didn't lock down. So, Huntington Beach, I would say you'd probably meet some smarter people. It just depends on the beach.
I'll buy, and I'll agree.
The Chase Wicks will look my business because of it.
No, if you think about it, something started on one of the screens or something, whatever. But, no, you're right. There are some smart places along the beach. People think he goes along the beach because that's where the idiots are. I'm not buying. I'm not totally there, you know. But again, just to think that the basics, people don't know the basics.
And scary.
You and I were talking about, if you don't know the history, it's so easy to return there. That's the problem right now in Israel, between Israel and the Palestinians. Those young people have been taught and told that Israel, the occupiers, and it's Palestinian property. It's not true. Just flat out,
Now, I also heard that they were anti-guns. So those kids, none of those children were trained or owned, you know, guns. Right. And you said earlier when, you know, there was a time when you couldn't go to Israel without seeing a young person with a gun strapped to their back. They had a real sense of knowing that they had to protect themselves. They knew who the enemy was. Right now, kids all over the world have not only been trained not to know who the enemy is, but to turn it around.
Yeah.
Just like, so the rallies and the protests and stuff that I'm watching they're very much like hands up, don't shoot.
All right, lady, hang tight. Got to go for a break. Got to pay for the show. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. President Biden announced from the White House Friday that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He stated that he had secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. As part of this agreement, an initial convoy of 20 trucks carrying essential supplies like food and water and medicine will be allowed to enter the Gaza Strip. Sand flies are causing skin infections in the United States.
The tiny flies are about a quarter of the size of a mosquito and live in forested, warm, wet areas. Medical epidemiologist at the CDC, Dr. Mary Kam, told CNN that they can be particularly dangerous because it can be hard to notice if you've been bitten. She said the CDC has detected the infection leishmaniasis in many tissue samples collected from patients who say they haven't traveled outside the country. I'm Dave Collins.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Vasid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RIP-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host, every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. And Sonya, take a listen. This might give you a little uplift. This is from Mark Dice to you.
The next printing of the Webster's Dictionary, a lot of people are considering that it's an ableist slur, like the word retard. And so we're just getting people's comments on this.
Okay. I don't use that word often, so it doesn't really affect me.
You don't use the word gullible that often?
No.
So a lot of people are saying that it should have been removed a while ago as an ableist slur. It sort of, you know, it mocks people who have diminished mental capacity. And so do you think that maybe it should have been taken out earlier?
No, I think just maybe sensitive people.
People?
Yeah.
And is there any downside, do you think, to taking the word out, or you think it's only a positive benefit for removing gullible from the dictionary?
Well, there might be some synonyms to it, but I'm not familiar. Wouldn't know.
And the next printed...
Yeah, we should add cinnamon to the...
A little nutmeg, ginger. But listen, I'm not mad at what he was saying, but yeah,
it's the ignorance behind that. He's going to have children, or he's got nieces and nephews, and he's going to tell them stuff that's just going to make him dumber.
Okay, well, maybe I didn't hear that well, but I thought he was saying it's only going to be offensive to overly sensitive people. Is that not what he said?
He said, well, it probably would offend overly sensitive people.
Right.
But
and that,
he was okay with taking it out.
Yeah, well, he's
I mean, like, leave it there. Let them cry. They'll get over it eventually.
Okay, well, let me tell you this one story. First of all,
please.
That's one of my favorite words. If we're going to just, like, harp on this word, retard. And if you ever saw the movie with Robert Downey Jr., he plays a Vietnam vet, and doggone it, I can't think of the name of it. Let me see if I can find it.
Well,
it still holds. It's so funny, and they tried to take it out. They tried to cancel the movie because he plays it in blackface. It's so funny, and my overly sensitive daughter saw it recently, and she says this movie is still so funny. He does an entire scene because these are actors. It's such a complicated way to explain it, but he does an entire scene talking about how you should never go full retard.
Right.
And when you remember that scene?
Yeah,
when
but I picked that up and I got blasted for it. Okay?
Hilarious. By people who are overly sensitive and don't have a sense of humor and don't have a context of what that film was about, what that movie was about.
Right.
That was one of the funniest scenes. And I still, you know, I looked at it recently. I'm like, Robert Downey Jr. must have had so much fun playing this part. So, I knew one of my best friends at the time had a kid who's autistic. Now, she was very sensitive to that scene, even though her autistic, or artistic, as my mother would say, her autistic son was probably one of the brightest, best-looking, incredible people who I've ever met. But she was still sensitive to that word.
Wow.
I wasn't quite sure why. And she was on our side of the aisle, okay? But I just really want to listen to what people who are smart. She was smart. She was in advertising. She wasn't a dummy. But, and I'm sure to this day, and I haven't talked to her in years, but I'm sure to this day her son is running something. And I knew him when he was like 11, 12 years old. I know this kid is running, and he was gorgeous. He was like, this boy's going to be fine. He's going to be right. Elon Musk. You know,
The movie was The Dark with Robert Downey Jr., they said.
What's it called?
The Dark.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
Nope. Huh? It was a,
you guys
it was
are
a,
wrong. Try it again.
Comedy war movie.
I have
comedy
no idea.
Movie about Vietnam. Oh, my gosh. Am I going to have to do all the... Why do black women always
you should
have
start
to do
doing a little work around here. Seriously, I mean...
That's going to get you in trouble.
I know.
That's going to get you in trouble.
So I put it up, and they went after me big time about how insensitive it was and everything else. Like, look,
it was hilarious.
Here's the deal. Actually, still some state and county organizations, you know, that are use the word retard or retarded. And I said, look,
when you use it like
anything. Well, when you lose it in a mean-spirited way, okay, I'm on board with you. It's not the way to use it. But when you look the word up, it has a very serious meaning to it.
I disagree. I think it's a colloquial. I think it's a slang word. I think it's a fun word. Like, if you watch a lot of young movies, they will say something's gay. Now, these are kids who don't have a problem with people being gay, but if you do something that is kind of soft and stupid, they'll say, that is so gay. It totally describes what that action is, and I think you should be able to use that as a descriptive and as an adjective. It's the same way as retard, whether you're using that in a funny way or you're just saying, you're using it as the word slow, because that's what it means. It means retarded. It means slow.
Yep.
I think you should. I don't think you should.
Look, you can't use the word fat anymore. Come on, get with the program.
No, I love the word fat. I love the word chick. Because they totally, I want to get this before your commercial break.
Yeah, good luck. I'm going to lose you here in a second. All right, well, while you do that, let's see if I can shake your brain loose here.
All right, keep going, because I can multiply.
Okay, well, I just want to know how you feel about this. You know, we've got a former football coach now who's, he's on Maxim's Hot 100 Women. Alongside Margot Robbie, who, she looks like a fairly attractive girl, woman, whatever.
She's very attractive. I think she's very pretty. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you told me she was a little off, but anyway, does the male, who looks like a male with blonde hair, there is nothing feminine looking about that person, get one of the 100 hottest women?
Because you're living in America in 2023? It doesn't really matter that she's an ugly, mannish-looking woman, an ugly, mannish-looking man who's dressed up, who has on a woman Halloween costume. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, well, that's exactly what I would think if I saw him in a magazine. I would be like, well, no, that's a guy with a wig on.
Right. You think that, and here's one of the reasons I left the left, if I haven't really talked about this story in a, is it less than zero? It's because they want
a commercial.
Okay, sorry. They want you to believe stuff that you're looking at with your common sense and your eyeballs, and you have to, like, throw all that away to believe what they tell you to believe. There's no way you're going to look at this woman and the word or the description hot would cross your mind. You go, oh, that's a dude who's trying to be that's an ugly dude trying to be an ugly chick. That's what you would say. How Margot Robbie got mixed up into this whole conversation, I have no idea, because she's a very good-looking
well,
boy.
She's in the list, right? So they're saying,
yeah,
you know, how
that.
Could you put those two, when you stand them up side by side, how in God's creation could this, how did you find 99 women uglier, or 99 people uglier, you know, kind of thing. But it's just funny, because you see her there. And, again, I'm not going to be my brain going, but I just
Robbie
find it amazing that they're trying to get us to swallow this, you know?
I would be ticked off if I was Margot Robbie. I mean, she's a good-looking, talented woman. I don't know what this other lady does, or this other thing does, but Margot Robbie's very attractive. I think that she's a bit of a woke whiner, unfortunately, but she's
well,
very
she should
talented.
Be very, then she should be very happy. That she shares the top 100.
To be in that. And I'm sure she is. I bet she is. I mean, she's the woman who produced and starred in the Barbie movie that made a gazillion dollars and complained about how... Yes, that's her.
That's interesting.
And that's the movie that complained about men being in control of everything when there were nothing but women executives that had to do with the Barbie movie, including Margot Robbie.
Somebody just sent me a note, and while you were talking, I was looking closer.
Mm-hmm.
They said, it looks like Margot Robbie has a mustache, a paper-thin mustache.
Well, come on. What happens?
I'm just saying, now I can't stop focusing on her upper lip.
The movie with Robert Downey Jr. in blackface was Tropic Thunder. Everybody watching
right.
It's so hilarious.
Now? Dropping thunder, lady.
Happy.
Okay, now we got to go for a break because you spend so much time staring at your phone and whatever. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. We're coming up now.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-800- 1-800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. And, you know, again, as I've said to you a million times, get informed and then open your mouth. Really that simple. I mean, otherwise, you're ignorant going somewhere to be stupid. I don't even know how to put that, but anyhow, I appreciate your time. Sonya Smith joins me. She does as my co-host every week. Always appreciate her time with me, too. And then, you know, Sonya, was taking her to break.
Yeah,
think about this. The UN has come out, and their position is simple. Israel shouldn't bomb Hamas facilities because, well, Hamas puts them in dense areas. Also, they can't tell the civilians to get out of the way. That would be just wrong. And they can't stop providing resources to Gaza. So, in other words, basically, you know what? You lost 1,400 people. You're going to lose more. Shut up and take it.
How do they win? My heart is just... My heart is broken. I don't... It almost feels like, and I don't want to overstep, but it's the same sort of thing that we as conservatives go through. You know, what
at
do
times,
we want?
Yeah, I probably would agree with that at times.
Yeah, what do we want? We love the military and want them to be supported. We love God. We love the... And... When
oh,
we
you said the G word. You know,
I know, I'm sorry, but
now.
When we support when we support those things, they call us haters, narrow-minded. I mean, they started off with just calling us narrow-minded, and now they call us racist, homophobic, this, that, and the other. And if we, you know, I mean, it's like there's no winning. And that's what I've seen with the Israeli pushback is there's no winning. Even though we talked earlier in a couple segments ago about when they tried to play nice, and it didn't work. It just doesn't work.
Oh, no, it never
and,
does.
And the media, when you have the media against you, and that's what I think I can most relate to as a conservative, you have the media who works against you and will out and out lie about your efforts and your beliefs, and then we are living in what's, I think, at this point, a police state. If not, it's dangerously close.
Oh, yeah.
There is no winning. So, you know what? And then I hear the same sort of lambasting on Netanyahu that I do about Trump. And it seems to come from people on the left, so I can't take that too seriously. I'm trying to learn, but when I learn from people on the left, I know that I'm getting lies. So... When you're trying to defend yourself, when you're trying to talk, even when you mention truth anymore, truth is such a bad thing in our society right now. You can get in such trouble by just saying the truth.
I agree.
And that's what I see. That's what I see the Israelis going through. When they came out this week and said that the Israelis bombed the hospital, which none of it made sense. I mean, okay, so here's a group. Here's a group who will hide itself but behind women and children. They behead children. They do sneak attacks and kidnap people. The Israelis adhere to the Geneva Convention.
And more.
And more. So I'm supposed to believe they purposely... bomb a hospital. Don't make no sense. So that's just common sense right there. But then when the media jumps on the same bandwagon, we're like, what? This whole world's in trouble. And then you have a global protest because they believe the lie. If this don't look like hands up, don't shoot, you know, George Floyd, global protests. I'm not saying the man wasn't murdered, but because they did have a trial, but hands up, don't shoot was proven to be. No, I didn't really say that.
Even the black attorney general.
Is that black attorney
right?
General?
Remember?
Black witnesses.
Said
black,
there was
yes,
nothing here.
Nothing, but that doesn't change the narrative. It doesn't change the emotion. It doesn't change BLM being able to manage to commandeer millions and millions of dollars, which they have lovely homes to show for that. But nothing for the black community. And now they're showing them their true colors as they did originally, if anybody bothered to look. But they're pro-Palestinian.
Oh.
And the Palestinians remind me so much of, unfortunately, sometimes people who've in our society have been taught that they are perpetual victims. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't. These people didn't make much of their society. They're getting water and electricity from people who they say are the oppressors. It's like, well, do it your dang self. You know? You get your own...
I'm with you. They took all this money from us, okay? We gave them money to build hospitals, to build schools, and all that other stuff. And
makes no sense.
If you do some real digging, what you end up finding out is, oh yeah, they built hospitals and such, but inside the hospitals or right next to the hospitals, they built places for them to put, you know, guns and
tunnels,
you know, all kinds of stuff for war. So
then
they say, well, you can't shoot at that because
it's a hospital. It's a hospital.
They're schools. They're putting this stuff in the schools.
Brilliant. But that's how sick. They operate in the same way that this country works in the left. You can easily say, when we say we don't want our children being taught about gender, you know, dysphoria and creating that whole mental health, they go, well, you hate children. You know? Well, yep. If we don't want our budgets intermingled the way that they are, the way Congress and our stupid Republicans allow them to be, they go, well, you don't care about old people. Well, you don't care about our military. Well, you don't care about Israel. Well, you don't. Any number of things where they've intermingled the funds. So it's brilliant if it wasn't so evil.
Yep. Well, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And again, you know, I look at this stuff and you have to stop and say, we have to start responding with, no, they did it. They brought it on. They made it happen. If they're firing rockets from inside a hospital parking lot and we fire back and somebody gets hurt, it's on them.
C'est la vie. But, Joe, how long have we known that they've done this? This isn't new news. This, for the first time, is my experience of people actually saying this out loud and saying it often. But we've known this forever. So
yes, we have. You are exactly.
Yeah. So I'm so tired. You're so tired. I just want to talk about lobster sauce at this point.
Oh yeah, right. There you go. Hey, listen, we'll do one better. You want to talk about a movie?
Okay. Yes.
Was it a movie or a restaurant? I don't know, something. I don't listen to you.
A restaurant? No, a movie. Because you know, that's my POV is always movies. I have no life. So, okay, so streaming right now is a movie called The Blackening. I thought it was going to come out, and it may have, in theaters, but maybe it lasted so shortly that it's streaming now. It appealed to me because, A, it's a horror movie and a comedy. And I don't mind horror movies. I know you probably, you know, there's some Christians.
Well, I like horror comedies. I really do. I don't.
No, I like horror comedies. There was no face in this. There was no actor in this who you would recognize, which is another thing I highly appreciate. I don't want to see a movie with people who I know. So this was a black comedy horror movie. And, okay, so I guess the most important thing is important.
You're going to run out of time if you don't hurry up.
Okay. I think that they had to eliminate each other based on who's blackest. So it was an interesting conversation about black people choosing what criteria you know, it was to be black. And one of the things that they say was how many, you know, did you watch the Friday movie, which we talked about in previous segments with you, Joe. Did you watch the Friday movie? But here's the thing is they thought that their biggest problem was white rednecks from the South. It was always the white man who they had to be fearful of. But, you know, and this is a spoiler alert for anybody who dares to watch this movie. Who the bad guy turned out to be, who the killer, who the horror person turned out to be, was a black MAGA Republican.
Oh, figures.
Yes. So you didn't have to be fearful of the white man, not even a redneck. Yes. But it was a black man who they portrayed as this nerdy, out of touch, rejected. But I thought it was interesting. One thing that I did think about. That was interesting about that is that he had been rejected from his tribe, from black people. And this was the second time he had been rejected, and he planned this whole thing against these people who rejected him. But they rejected him on what? On the fact that he didn't know how to play the typical black card game, spades. He didn't know their black references. He had never seen the Friday movies. He voted for Trump. He was a MAGA guy. and they threw
and
him
he deserved
under the
a
curve.
Car.
And he deserved a car.
I told you you talked yourself into out of time.
But I did it. I got it all
Yeah,
in.
You got it out. Okay, I'll give you that one. Anyway.
Watch it. It's worth watching. It's fun. It's
all right. God bless. Have a great weekend, people. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You got me for the next hour. And like I say, good luck to you. We'll be right back.